When Andrew Cuomo's father, Mario Cuomo, was governor back in the 1980s, he also called on the powers in the now 100-year-old Moreland Act to appoint a commission to look into government corruption. It was chaired by the respected former Fordham Law School dean, John Ferrick, and it issued several reports with recommendations for change. They were widely praised at the time by reform groups and newspaper editorials. In fact, the proposals were so good that groups like the League of Women Voters are still drawing on them to this day, says the League's Barbara Bartoletti.
The lax campaign finance laws that we have, from everything from the loophole, what we call the LLC loophole, the high contribution limits, all the way down.
But, Bartoletti says, that's just the problem. While the Ferrick Commission was successful in documenting the campaign fundraising system's problems and recommending ways to improve it, it failed in actually persuading the state legislature to adopt the vast majority of the proposals. Governor Andrew Cuomo has appointed a panel that includes many of the state's district attorneys. They'll be probing the campaign filings at the State Board of Elections. Bartoletti says the Elections Board, made up of two Democrats and two Republicans, has not attempted to even enforce current campaign filing laws in years.
Which does nothing except produce gridlock when it comes to campaign finance. And in fact, right now, they have no enforcement at all to actually do that.
Bartoletti, who is an advisor to the new Moreland Act Commission, says she hopes this generation's panel has a better track record. Bruce Jory, political consultant and SUNY Albany professor, says despite some of the governor's rhetoric, the commission will not function like a U.S. attorney's office and hand up indictments and reveal shocking charges.
The first thing we ought to disabuse people of is the notion that a Moreland Act commission is functionally a prosecutorial body.
Although if the commission finds any blatant criminal wrongdoing, it can forward it to the district attorneys for prosecution. Jory says the commission can be an effective tool, if used right, to get the legislature to respond to the reforms this time around.
The inherent opportunity of any Moreland Act commission is that through its broad investigatory powers, it puts together a report that basically enables the governor to get in the bully pulpit and be persuasive to public opinion and mobilizes that public opinion in a way that moves the legislature to act.
Bartoletti says the current climate of corruption, which has resulted in the indictment, resignation, or imprisonment of 35 senators and assembly members in the past decade, including several in 2013, has raised public awareness. And she agrees that New Yorkers, who recently told a Siena poll that cleaning up corruption was their number one priority, will have to keep the pressure on their elected officials in the 2014 election season in order to persuade the legislature to change a system that she says provides incumbents with many benefits.
The public has to get so fed up that they decide they have to force their elected representatives to change the culture in Albany. That's the only way this is going to happen.
Bartoletti hopes the majority of lawmakers who are clean will have incentive to sign on so they aren't tainted by the seemingly constant scandals. Jory says the governor has to be careful of just one thing, though, that he doesn't go too far and alienate the legislature completely or use it to try to settle political scores.
If he alienates the legislature but has public opinion at his back and uses the issue to win a resounding reelection victory, that has a way of replenishing political capital.
But Jory says for any governor to ultimately win changes from a Moreland Act Commission probe is a heavy lift. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.